This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne. Good morning. Traumatic brain injury has been labeled the signature injury of the Iraq War. Now, a study published in the New England Journal of Medicine finds that even minor brain injuries, concussions, are associated with long-term health problems, specifically post-traumatic stress disorder. NPR's Elise Spiegel has the story.
Army medic Tim Bredberg's first concussion happened during a routine patrol through the Iraq desert. It was late afternoon when the road he was on narrowed abruptly, creating a bottleneck more or less in the middle of nowhere.
We were going through this, and two other vehicles went before us, and we're thinking, okay, we're safe. And we drove by it, and then the next thing I know, I wake up in the middle of a firefight.
Besides a concussion, Bredberg was unhurt. For 2 days, he says his ears rang and his eyes were sensitive to light, but there were no other symptoms. And Bredberg says he didn't really feel rattled by the experience in any real way.
Not that I noticed. If anything, I was more pissed off and wanted to get out there even faster.
Over the course of his time in Iraq, Bredberg was hit by IEDs three other times and suffered another concussion. But again, he didn't notice any lasting effects. But then Bredberg returned to the U.S. and he began having nightmares. Dreams of violence so intense he didn't want to sleep. Bredberg says he would startle at the slightest noise. There were flashbacks and wild mood swings. His relationships began to deteriorate. He found it difficult even to be near his infant son.
I couldn't be around my son because of flashbacks when he cried.
But perhaps the scariest moment came one weekend when Bredberg was out at a store. A man passed him, and Bredberg remembers him saying something vaguely rude.
Next thing I know, I have people from this grocery store yelling at me and grabbing at me because I'm beating the hell out of this guy in the parking lot. And I didn't realize it. I didn't know I was doing it.
Bredberg finally went to mental health on his base at Fort Drum. He says he was told by the doctors there that he had PTSD. Now a study published in the New England Journal of Medicine suggests that there may be a relationship between concussions and the development of post-traumatic stress disorder. Army medical researcher Charles Hoag surveyed over 2,000 Army infantry soldiers who had returned from Iraq and found that 3 to 4 months after their return, a high percentage of those who had experienced a concussion met the criteria for post-traumatic stress disorder.
Nearly half of soldiers who had a concussion with loss of consciousness met the criteria for PTSD, and that's a very high rate.
Hoag says he was a little surprised by these results because in the civilian world, concussions aren't generally associated with PTSD.
For instance, on a football field, football players certainly don't develop post-traumatic stress disorder in the context of football injuries and concussions on the football field.
Hoag says one possible explanation is that traumatic battles produce both concussions and PTSD. But another researcher, David Havda, a professor of neurosurgery at UCLA, suggests another possibility. He points out that there are real chemical changes in the brain in the wake of a concussion.
And this change in chemistry causes other things to change, which have long-term consequences with regards to how the brain responds to emotions.
So, says Havda, though concussions don't cause post-traumatic stress disorder, the chemical changes that are the product of concussion and the lethargy, anxiety, and depression that often follow may inhibit a person's ability to recover from a traumatic experience. 3.5 years after his return from Iraq, Tim Bredberg continues his fight with the disease, but says he is somewhat better able to cope with his child's crying.
It is getting a little bit better. I mean, I could be around him for a certain amount of time if he cries. Like, if I feel myself hitting a flashback when I'm around him, I can control it to a point. Just repeating to myself that, you know, everything's okay, my wife's in the other room, I'm sitting in the bathroom. You know, just keep going through things like that.
Elise Spiegel, NPR News, Washington.